Title: Sub-Automation for Breakdown Tension Beginner. All right, welcome in. Today we're doing a super practical drum and bass move in Ableton Live, sub-automation in the breakdown, specifically to build tension right before the drop. In DNB, the breakdown is basically you teasing the listener. You want that feeling of something's about to happen, but without making the low end messy or just cranking volume. The goal is to make the sub change shape, space, and pressure in a controlled way. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple two-layer bass setup, a clean mono sub, a mid or res layer for character, and a bass group where we automate a few key parameters across a 16-bar breakdown. And you'll have two options for the pre-drop moment: evive sub tightens and focuses, classic rolling tension, or it disappears for a second and then slams back in for impact. Let's set up the session first. Set your tempo to 174 BPM. That's a classic DNB range. Make sure you've got some kind of kick and snare in place. It can be basic: kick on 1, snare on 2 and 4. And if your breakdown is halftime, that's totally fine too. The automation still works. Now create 3 tracks: one MIDI track called sub, another MIDI track called bass mid, and then group those two into a bass group. Quick workflow tip: color coding helps a lot once you start automating. Sub one color, bass mid another, and the group a third. It sounds trivial, but when you're hunting automation lanes later, you'll thank yourself. Now, step 1. Build a clean sub using operator. On the sub track, load operator. Oscillator is a sine wave. Keep it simple. For voicing, set it to 1 voice, and keep glide or portamento off for now. We want stable pitch. Now your amp envelope. For tight DNB subs, use a fast attack, around 0 to 5 milliseconds. Then set decay around 300 to 600 milliseconds, depending on how long your MIDI notes are. Sustain can be all the way down, negative infinity, if you're going for a plucky, controlled sub. Release around 50 to 120 milliseconds to avoid clicks, but keep it tight. Now add a Q8 after operator. Put a low cut at about 20 to 30 HE. That's your cleanup zone. You're not removing bass. You're removing unusable rumble that steals headroom. Optionally, later, if it gets boxy, you can do a small dip around 200 to 300 HE. Don't overdo it. Then add utility after EQ8 and set width to 0%. Mono sub. Always. Club systems love you for this. For your sub notes, keep it simple. Try something like F, G, or A in that low register. The big beginner win here is consistency. One or two notes that feel solid. Not a subline that's wandering around and killing the key center. Cool. Step 2. Add a mid or res layer so the automation feels dramatic. Because here's the thing. Sub-automation is a subtle art. The mid layer is what lets the listener really hear the movement, while the sub is what they feel. So we'll let the mid do the bigger gestures, and the sub does controlled changes. On the bass mid track, load Waveatable if you have it. Pick a sawish wave in OSC 1, and something similar in OSC 2. Detune OSC 2 by about 10 to 25 cents. Add a little unison, maybe 2 to 4 voices, not too crazy. Then use the filter, low pass 24 dB. Start the cutoff somewhere around 200 to 600 HC. We'll automate that later if we want, but even static is fine for now. Add saturator on this mid layer. Analog clip mode is a great starting point. Drive somewhere around 2 to 6 dB, and then trim the output so it's not just louder. That's a theme today. Level matching. Then put a Q8 after it and high pass around 120 to 200 HC. This is important. You're making space for the sub. Think of it like this. The sub owns the basement. The mid layer owns the floors above it. Now group sub and bass mid into the bass group if you haven't already. Step 3. Set up sidechain on the bass group. On the bass group, add Ableton's compressor. Turn on sidechain and choose your kick as the input. If your breakdown drums are sparse, you can use a ghost kick. That's just a muted kick track feeding the sidechain so the bass breathing stays consistent even when the real kick drops out. Starting settings, ratio around 4 to 1. Attack 1 to 5 milliseconds, release around 80 to 140 milliseconds, and you'll tweak that by feel. Then adjust the threshold so you're getting about 3 to 6 dB of gain reduction. When the kick hits, this gives you that DNB bounce and stops the low end from piling up. Now we're at the core of the lesson. The tension automations. Across a 16-bar breakdown, we're going to automate 4 things. First, sub low-pass filter cutoff. That tightens the sub and makes it feel like it's narrowing down. Second, sub-saturation drive. That adds harmonics so it feels more intense without necessarily being louder. Third, bass group volume, but in a musical way. Tiny ramps and a pre-drop dip. Fourth, sidechain depth. More pumping near the drop for urgency, or less pumping right before the drop for a weight fakeout. Let's do them one by one. Step 4A, sub filter automation. Go back to the sub track. Insert auto filter before EQ8. Set it to low pass 24 dB. Keep resonance subtle, like 0.20 to 0.40. If you crank resonance on a sub, you can create boomy peaks that wreck your headroom and make your limiter cry. Set drive to 0 here. We'll do drive with saturator instead. Now the automation move. For bars 1 through 12 of the breakdown, keep the cutoff relatively open, something like 120 to 180 HC. Then in bars 13 to 16, slowly reduce the cutoff down towards 60 to 90 HC. What this does is counterintuitive in a good way. As you approach the drop, the bass feels like it's getting smaller and more focused, like the room is tightening. Then when the drop hits and you snap that cutoff back open, it feels wider and heavier, even if your levels barely change. Optional move. In the last half bar before the drop, do a tiny resonance bump, then snap back on the drop. Tiny. This is like adding a little edge right before the release. Step 4B, subharmonic automation with saturator drive. After auto filter on the sub track, add saturator. Turn soft clip on. Start with drive around 1 to 3 dB. Then trim the output so the level stays consistent. Now automate the drive. Slowly increase it over the breakdown from around 1 dB up to somewhere around 4 to 7 dB by the end. In the final bar, you can push it an extra 1 or 2 dB briefly, and then reset at the drop. Teacher note here, always level match when you automate hype controls. Your ear will almost always prefer louder and you'll think, wow, that automation is sick, when really you just turned it up. A really clean way to do this. Add a utility after saturator on the sub track, just for safety trimming. As drive goes up, trim utility down slightly, often minus half a dB to minus 2 dB by the end. Now the tension is coming from tone and density, not accidental loudness. Step 4C. Bass group volume micro ramp. On the bass group, add a utility at the end of the group chain and automate its gain. Across 16 bars, do a gentle ramp from 0 dB up to about plus 1 to plus 1.5 dB. You don't need more. This is about forward motion, not a huge lift. Then the classic move. In the final quarter bar, or even the final eighth note, do a quick dip, something like minus 2 to minus 4 dB, and then slam back to normal at the drop. That dip is the intake of breath. It creates contrast, and contrast is what makes the drop hit. Step 4D, sidechain tension automation. On the bass group compressor, automate the threshold. You've got two styles you can choose. Style 1, more pump near the drop. Gradually lower the threshold in the last four bars so the bass ducks harder. This creates urgency, like the bass is fighting the kick. It's a very roller type of tension. Style 2. Remove pump right before the drop. The weight fake out. In the last bar, raise the threshold so the pumping reduces and the bass feels like it's suddenly steady and heavy. Then at the drop, snap back to your normal pumping settings. That switch makes the drop feel glued and weighty. Now, step 5. Make the automation feel like DNB phrasing. Not a boring ramp. A straight line works, but phrasing is what makes it musical. Try this 16-bar feel. Bars 1 to 8 are stable. Subtle movement. Bars 9 to 12 you start filtering the sub down and adding harmonics. Bars 13 to 15 you get more aggressive. More pump, more saturation, a little more volume ramp. Then bar 16 is your impact trick. And one of the deadliest simple tricks in bar 16. A tiny mute window. Even one beat of silence on the bass, or a quick drop to negative infinity on the bass group utility for an eighth or quarter note. Add a snare fill or riser, then bring the bass back exactly on the drop. Even in minimal rollers, that micro silence hits hard because it tells the body, brace yourself. Now, step 6, keep the sub clean while automating. This matters. Put Spectrum on the sub track and confirm the fundamental is stable. No weird jumps. Keep the sub mono. Utility width stays at 0% and watch your level. Saturator automation can trick you into gaining loudness. If needed, trim outputs and consider a light limiter on the bass group, just catching peaks, not smashing it. Just safety. Common mistakes to avoid. Don't automate sub pitch randomly. Tension should come from tone and space, not going out of key. Don't use too much resonance on sub filters. Don't overdrive saturation without matching level. Don't stereo widen the sub, and don't ignore phrasing. If nothing rhythmic changes over 16 bars, it won't feel like DNB, it'll feel like a plugin demo. Now, let's do a mini practice exercise. This is the exact drill. Make a 16-bar breakdown. Set the sub-auto filter cutoff to 160 Hz at bar 1. Then by bar 16, around beat 3, bring it down to about 70 Hz. Snap back to 160 Hz on the drop. Set sub-saturator drive to 2 dB at bar 1 and 6 dB at bar 16. On the bass group utility gain, ramp from 0 to plus 1 dB over the full 16 bars. Then in the last 8th note before the drop, dip to minus 3 dB. For sidechain threshold, keep it normal for bars 1 to 12, around 3 to 4 dB of gain reduction. Then in bars 13 to 16, increase it so you're getting 5 to 7 dB of gain reduction. Then export a quick bounce and listen three ways: headphones, small speakers, and mono. The key question: does the tension still rise when the sub isn't physically shaking the room? If yes, your automation is doing real work. Before we wrap, here are a few extra coach upgrades you can try once the basics are working. 1. Use automation shapes, not just straight lines. Make it slow, then fast in the last 4 bars. Or do a 2-step ramp, subtle in bars 1 to 8, more aggressive in bars 9 to 16. If your Ableton version supports it, you can bend curbs with Alt or Option, or just add extra breakpoints. 2. Keep sub-movement felt, keep mid-movement heard. If you want a huge sweep, do it on the mid layer. Keep the sub changes small and controlled. 3. Do the 1-bar loop test. Loop bar 16 into the first bar of the drop, and only tweak automation while looping that. It's the fastest way to get the transition perfect. And if you want a slightly more advanced but still stock device trick, map your key controls to macros. Put your sub effects into an audio effect rack. Map filter cutoff, saturator drive, and utility gain to one macro called tension, and maybe another macro called safety trim. Then you can write one automation lane instead of three, and it stays clean. Let's recap what you did. You built a clean operator sub, kept it mono, and gave it a tight envelope. You added a mid layer to make the movement obvious and exciting. Then you automated four things in the breakdown: sub filter cutoff, sub saturation drive, bass group gain, and sidechain depth. And you shaped it with DNB phrasing so bar 16 sets up the drop like a slingshot. This audio version is shortened for playback.